What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, from 2002. Who's your daddy, Toby Keith?
Who's your daddy?
This is what you're going to say to Creighton fans 6 p.m. on Sunday. 464-56851 is bad.
Take
Ken
that.
Is good.
Take that.
Texas rating the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of
Punch
day.
Punch is thrown.
You going to be singing that?
Yeah. Yeah. If Nebraska beats Creighton, I will be singing that to any Creighton fan I can find. Who's your daddy?
Yeah. Okay.
There's no theme to that.
All right.
A precursor to Sunday.
Yeah, well, that's Toby. So, I mean, you can't, whatever, it's great. Not whatever, but it's just always going to be really good.
Yeah.
It's not one of his classics, but it's a good one. It's a filler song that makes you happy. You know all the words. You can sing it. It's a 801.
Nice. Okay. 801. Good description.
Good score.
Yep. Good description.
I heard some Elvis in there.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, it sounds like there's some Elvis in there. Yesterday.
The
so
King.
What was that song?
What, yesterday's song? Yeah, Come to Pop. Oh, this was Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah, so yesterday
it was Come to Papa. Yesterday.
Yeah. We have a theme.
We got a theme here.
Come to Papa. That's a good song. Not an 801. 701.
That's fine still.
It's all right. It's
Rudy score real quick.
I think Rudy's going to like it. 702.
72?
Oh,
almost nailed it, Bill.
Yeehaw vibe.
Yes.
We are joined in studio by our good friend Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln.
Speaking of yeehaw,
Derek, yeah. You're a country music fan.
that was a good one.
You were
that
singing that,
and I agree with Bill. That's not one of his classic hits, but man, that one just hit right this morning. So, Sang it loud and proud.
You did.
I'm going to go 8-8 on that one.
Okay. 8-8. All right, pretty solid scores all around. We'll take
Bobby's
that.
Got his parents here.
Yeah, and why would that be, Bill?
Well, there's been an awkward moment.
Please tell what happened.
They came down to see the grandkids, and Bombi put them in a hotel. So they're at the Hampton. They don't get to stay with family. They don't get to wake up and see the kids, see C come down the stairs. They get to go down and get a styrofoam plate of eggs instead. So that's what Bombi did for his parents.
Way to go, Bombi.
Thanks. Wow. That's awesome.
It's also awkward because of last Wednesday, Bill. Somebody didn't show up.
Well, he doesn't show up. He tells us like that, can't wait to be there for Appreciation Day and for Thanksgiving. Even Bombi no-shows us. And he wants us to support Lincoln, all this stuff.
we do.
Boy, I tell you one thing. He couldn't make it down in a three-hour window. It wasn't like, well, guys, from 6 to 6:15, I'm busy. No, it was 3 hours. And there was like 250 people in here. It was packed.
You were out of town, though, right?
No, he wasn't. Let's
get into this real quick.
Even worse, he was here.
Yeah. One, I had every intention of coming. And how did you miss me out of 250 people is what I want to know.
We're looking for you.
That's keep good. Receipts here.
So, woke up, planned on coming down at 7:30 with Big C, and my wife tells me, hey, our TVs aren't working, my phone's not working, internet's out. So, I said, well, let me call Allo real quick after I do my, you know, engineering technology thing, unplug and plug it back in.
Nice.
The geek squad of Derek. Yes. And didn't work. So, Allo's like, we can't fix it on our end. We're going to have to send a tech out this morning, so you need to be there. And I was like, all right. That's what happened. I was far more fearful of two 12-year-olds without internet for the day, on a day off, than I was of you three stooges. What happened.
Stooges? What is name calling?
So, they came out by 9 and had it fixed by 10. So, that's what happened. So, 1,000 pardons.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's get into sports.
That's the story.
And your parents
they're here.
Are at a hotel.
They don't get to see the kids. I love that. No vision of coming down the steps. Happy to see grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
No. Grandma, see when you see him.
Grandma and grandpa here? Well, they're here in town. They're just not here.
Yeah.
I put them in a discount hotel.
It's a good hotel.
No, it's a great hotel. What I meant was he got him a discount.
Discount in the hotel. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, Don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yes. And he made them pay for it also. No. He made them pay for the room.
I'm looking like a real heel right now.
Great son over here, Derek Bombeck. Well, he is the director of sport for Lincoln. So time for redemption, Derek. What's happening this weekend and coming up? How about Global Fat Bike Day?
Yeah, we got a lot going on in Lincoln this weekend and next. So join us on December 6th for the 11th annual Global Fat Bike Day, followed by the 9th annual Chili Cook-Off. This event is designed for a fun ride with friends, and there is no price for finishing first and no penalty for finishing last. So all riders need to wear helmets, and we want everybody to join the party. It is free to the public. You need to check out CycleWorks and reach out to them if you want to register and sign up. But this is going to be a great event, so check out Lincoln.org for more information on that one.
Okay.
Global Fat Bike Day and a Chili Cook-Off. It sounds delightful. Tomorrow.
I'm more interested in the later half of that.
The Chili
events. Yeah.
Fires me up way more than that. Yes.
Okay.
I was with the gentleman last night at the holiday party. Paul, he rides in this event, and he said he's just going to be completing 4,000 miles for the year on his bike. So
4,000
miles. Yep. So yeah.
Riding well around.
Well done to Goals Paul. For 2026.
Yes. Catch up to Paul.
Yep.
Good luck. Up next, Derek, NSAA Unified Bowling Championships.
Yes, the NSAA is wrapping up their fall sports season with the Unified Special Olympics Bowling Championships. The Nebraska High School Association does partner with Special Olympics Nebraska for this great event. They compete in Class A and Class B at Sun Valley Lanes Monday, December 8th. The opening ceremony starts at 8 a.m., and the competition will follow, so check out nsaahome.org. For more information on brackets, tickets, and anything else, Unified Bowling.
I saw Derek bowl before. He's very good. Derek is a really good bowler.
I could see
We were playing nine-pin no-tap.
I don't care.
So
don't give any excuses for it. It was good.
Well, I appreciate that.
What's nine-pin no-tap?
Yeah. It was just like eight ball?
We got attacked with the Cito. So when we played the pro-ram ball? For the U.S. Open, if you get nine pins, it counts as a strike because they're trying to move things along. And I got nine pins a fair amount of time. So
he counted as strikes. He was like a 260 at one point.
Yeah. Cheating.
He's an athlete.
Cheating.
He's an athlete. We've seen the walking handstand before, Terry. Yes. Up next, Nebraska Ag Expo.
Yes.
Whoa.
We're an ag show. We do ag favorites. So the annual Nebraska Ag Expo will take place at the Sandhills Global Event Center December 9th through 11th. This is the second largest ag expo in the country and the largest west of the Mississippi. We're going to have more than 800 exhibitors from all over the globe. So check out this event. This year's theme is where agriculture meets innovation. Check out Sandhills Global Event Center to get your tickets and to find the timing on all the good stuff.
Jake, can I get a booth? Is it possible?
Absolutely,
to get,
Bill. It's encouraged.
Please get a ticket booth
at the Ag Expo?
A ticket booth. I like to be down there just sitting there and answering ag questions.
Talk all things knowledge.
Global Event Center.
Global.
Yeah, 84th
global.
And Havlock.
With this global event we have coming.
Yes.
They have a building out there that just says Currency on it.
Yes, yeah. that's the branch of Sandhills Global.
That's where Carson goes to.
Talk about every day.
Carson will be out there with the booth
yes,
also.
Yes, he will. Carson will be there.
We'll be side by side.
Why would he go out there every day?
Is that to look at
it's
money?
It's an auditorium.
Last one, Derek. It is the holidays. We have quite a few things happening. You've got a lot of things listed for the holidays here. Go ahead.
So, yes, with the Christmas holiday upon us, there are several events all across the city and county that you can enjoy with family and friends. Okay. There's things like Roca Mary Farms, the drive-through Christmas light show at Star City Shores, obviously photos with Santa all over the community, as well as zoo lights. So Lincoln has a great passport program that
zoo
you can
lights.
Go check out all of the things for your family and friends to do. So check out Lincoln.org, check out the holiday passport program, and go find some great things to do between now and the Christmas holiday.
Well, thank you, Derek. Are you going to go have breakfast with your parents at the...
We're going to Early Bird.
Oh. Are you going to the Bird?
We're the Bird. So.
Easy parking.
Get a hash hole?
Hash hole!
Wow, there you go. Yell it out when you get it. Too,
try those breakfast nachos. They'll change your
life.
Oh, man,
good.
I haven't had
now,
that yet.
But I will say this. It would feed more than one. It's heavy. But wherever you get there is incredible.
I got to redeem myself for apparently punishing them
right
so much.
Now,
so.
Yeah,
you better
do
pay for that
for
one,
them.
Too. Derek, always appreciate it. Good stuff. Thanks. See you in a
Thank
couple
you.
Weeks.
See ya.
Lee Sterling next
Sterling.
Hour or two, an early break in the ticket.